Ooh, guys, Zach here. This is the pinnacle of our shared dream, and I think everyone else's nightmare. This idea was born of pure hearts, but sadly executed via the devil's juice. Just maybe didn't quite work out as we had hoped. If you're really into hearing four people talking for a solid 90 minutes, distinctly over one another, this one might be for you. Incidentally, we assume no one actually is, so as Lee predicted in the beginning and also the end of this episode, this might certainly be the last of our roulettes. Either way, stick with us on this one and keep at it. Our numbers have been doing surprisingly well lately, so tell all your friends, keep this going, but certainly discourage them from listening to this one. That said, special thanks to friend of the show Jeremy for keeping this just at all on the rails. We can't wait to have him back for another normal ep. Hope this one's at all palatable, and thus, hope you enjoy or just tolerate.
Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Oh, you waited too long. You waited too long.
What are you talking about?
Hey, welcome back to Faking Movies. Guys, it is episode, as the Romans might call it, L.
Yeah, oh, sure, my hell.
We are.
Episode L.
Sure enough.
Episode L.
Sure enough.
No one ever said that ever.
Yep. And we decided to do something a little stupid for 50 Tabulous.
Extremely stupid.
Trotting, oh, yeah. We're trotting out an old concept that we're... I don't know. We didn't talk about this beforehand, but I'm just assuming this is the last time we're ever going to do this.
Well,
right?
I mean, we liked a podcast? It a lot. Well,
Good point.
No, we have to make it. We have to make it to a year at least. Like we have.
Yeah,
to.
We have to do two more after this.
Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, we thought that the roulette would be very fun for everyone, and I think it was very fun for us. But we had no external validation on. It was fun for anyone else.
Now, now hang on. Have you had external validation that any of this has been fun for anyone else?
Oh, okay. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And all of those people have been guests on the show.
Yes.
It's a little circle jerky.
It's all people we know personally.
I'm not really in touch with how you guys are doing.
Yeah. Well,
I'm a subscriber,
sure
though, if that makes you feel better.
It does make me feel good.
I mean, statistically and numerically, yes, it does.
Statistically and
for anyone listening right now in the dark void that is our egos after that conversation, I'm sure you'll remember, for our true believers, the voice of our guest from episode 8, Jer. How's it going, Jer?
Hi, everybody. It's going really well.
Cool.
I'm glad that everyone asked me back.
Yeah.
You were
We asked you back because this is a very special concept, and we needed a very special boy.
Yeah,
yep.
To judge it for us,
true. Your most popular guest ever.
Yeah,
sure,
you're one of my favorite
Let's
guests for sure.
I mean, hands down, top five easily. Yeah,
top five guests on your esoteric podcast.
Yeah. Hey, Zach.
Yep.
Do you want to go over the rules to roulette for
sure,
Jeremy?
Sure, certainly.
What is completely
happening?
Completely forgot.
I don't understand.
Cool.
Oh, I'm
when
sad.
Did this happen last time? What was the episode number?
Oh, well, your episode number was 8.
No,
but the last roulette. The last roulettes were
episode 20.
10 and 20, yeah.
So it was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, at least.
The gist is we pick three titles, and then we each get 90 seconds to...
Roughly.
Historically, very strictly, but...
Yeah,
sure.
Very strictly.
Who's timing?
Well, mine are going to be pretty short, so...
Okay. We each do a version of all of the three movies, and then you vote on all three of them, like,
in
a 1 to 10 sense.
Right.
And yeah, the real challenge is like, can we come in under 90 seconds, basically? Yeah.
Who's keeping track of the timing? Or is that just...
I'll keep track.
Yeah, it's a dealer's choice. Yeah.
I feel like he's going to cheat on his own.
I mean...
Oh, no.
Of course I am.
I don't mind.
I will also keep track. Mind. It is good.
Yeah, because my stories are the best.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see.
Zach, I believe you randomized the order.
I did, yeah. Yeah. So I think the theme this time is 90s movies. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yep.
Right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have an alley.
That's why we picked you, because things you probably haven't seen.
Yeah. I am just one avenue.
Yep.
No alleys here.
Yeah, just one.
It's a one-way
one
street.
One dead avenue. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's a one-way street that leads to a dead end that used to be a burned-out church camp.
Literally cannot get out.
God, I know who killed me. Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, fellas.
All right, so I think we're going to start with Pleasantville.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And
with
the
what?
First... the.
You'll get
the movie.
I'll let the first person
get,
on that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
All right, so...
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. All right.
Okay.
Was thinking that you had said that Superman show from the 90s or whatever.
Smallville.
Yeah.
With
the
that was about Smallville.
Lady who recently got arrested for
for
sex
cult.
Yeah.
Sex cult.
Oh, yeah, Chloe.
No idea
the
what
one
you're talking
Chloe.
About.
Oh,
very
Allison
uncomfortable.
Mack. Allison Mack, recently got arrested for her sex cult.
I want to highlight, Jeremy just said, I don't know what you're talking about, and that is exactly what we're looking for right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That was the ideal reason. Like, me and Zach brainstormed you coming on to Judge a Roulette back around episode 25.
And
we gotta save it for
many,
one,
many
you know?
Months ago. Yeah, yeah.
That was that night that you did a break and entering, Zach.
I did do a B&E. I did a B&E.
Yeah,
B&E.
You went on a real good bender and you broke into someone's house.
Yeah,
B&E
sure
and a scrape your knees.
A little bit.
It was vaguely a friend's house. It's cool.
I mean, it was explicitly a friend's house, but they did not invite us.
I did not get murdered, so it is all good. Yeah.
So, Jer, we're going to give you the title and the lead actors.
That second thing probably doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, it might not.
Yeah.
But
the lead actors are more for us to use when building our story.
Right,
yeah,
and for
sure.
your audience to, you know.
To
who
have
actually
fun
do
with.
Know
yeah.
things, apparently.
Yeah, sure. And I know you didn't do this, but for the sake of the joke, I'm going to say that you did air quotes when you said audience. So.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, my hands are otherwise occupied.
It's the four of us plus, like...
Withholding my iPad.
Yeah.
Not...
Yeah.
It's the four of us plus, like, maybe five or six other people that we are all closely related to.
Yeah.
So,
those poor bastards.
I didn't tell anyone in my family about
No. But I meant like emotionally related to.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird.
Okay.
What?
Well.
I am emotionally related to my wife. We're not like sisters or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't think it matters.
Get off my back.
All right. So we're starting with Pleasantville. First up is Seth. Seth? Lead us off.
Well, so the lead actors are Tobey Maguire, Reese Witherspoon, William H. Macy, Joan Allen, and Jeff Daniels. Do you recognize any of those people?
Tobey Maguire, I think, is Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
He was.
Okay.
He is
he's
the one.
A
I have
Spider-Man.
Not
Spider-Man.
Seen
yeah.
any of
he's
the
been
Spider-Man
a Spider-Man
movies. Any of them at all.
Sure.
Any at all. All right. Not even Spider-Man 3?
Not
even Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark or whatever the shit it was called.
I think I saw a clip of Spider-Man 3 that somebody cut the audio out of.
Yeah, where people
and
died.
He's like dancing around in the streets silently.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a thing.
Oh,
that
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a YouTube. That's
William H. Macy, I picture as a canonical rapist in movies.
I would not say that. I would definitely not
say that, but he is a kind of creepy.
Has he played a rapist in something?
He was in Fargo. So. He was in Fargo.
Yeah, he's in Fargo. He's in Shameless.
Very famous.
The TV show Shameless.
I know this is out of.
He's married to Felicity Huffman.
Oh God, his pictures.
Felicity H. Muffman is
of Sports Night fame.
I just want to say that his pictures are, they're really on my side.
Are you?
Yeah. If you had to describe him in one word, it would be dad.
Weird dad.
Yeah. Midwest dad.
Midwest is definitely in the description. Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who makes those sad movies that are way too long?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Yeah, was he in one of those movies?
Yeah, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights was the one he was in. That's not what I expected.
Yeah. All right.
I just looked him up to get a visual.
The visual
is exactly what I pictured.
Seth.
So.
Okay.
90 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, I'm gonna time you.
Okay.
We're gonna start screaming. We're gonna start screaming when you go over. So be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah. Point at me. Point at me when it's time.
That's good for the listening experience.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. As you are well aware, it's bullshit. All right.
Clock starts when you start talking.
The clock starts when I start talking, so let me vamp a little longer.
Sell me on it.
And get myself prepared.
Is this the one you lost?
What?
You said you lost one of your movies.
Oh, no.
The one that got away.
The one I lost is not this one, so we'll see how that one goes.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay,
so. Save it for the end. Maybe we'll guess at the end.
So we have Pleasantville. Okay. Tobey Maguire and Reese Witherspoon are siblings, and Toby is super obsessed with nostalgia. So, like, let's say, I don't know, 50 nostalgia or whatever, but he's obsessed with a Leave It to Beaver style sort of show. Reese is more like a typical late 90s teenager, is just, like, interested in being alive. Because it's the late 90s. So we have a bunch of establishing shots and...
Teenage witch.
And about their lives until somebody cool, like cool and old, comes along, like Don Knotts, who shows up to fix like some kind
of... Are you pandering? Oh, wait.
I mean, I love Don Knotts. But he shows up, Don Knotts shows up to like fix some kind of problem that they're having with their TV. There's now like a magical remote control in play. Toby and Reese get transported to the Leave It to Beaver style show, which is called Pleasantville.
30
seconds. William Macy is the dad, obviously. Joan Allen is the mom. Everyone is monochromatic, so everything is in black and white. And Toby is all about this.
We know what that means.
Of course. Thank you.
15 seconds.
Chafes against this sort of thing, against this like 1950s style housewifey bullshit. The transgressions start, and Reese like has sex with a boy, and they start like getting polychromatic.
Reese has sex with a boy?
I'm not even halfway through my story. Let me finish.
I know. That's not how this works.
Okay. Sexy boy is now shunned.
Toby accidentally shunned Michael.
I'm going to make a ruling. He can finish, but the jury will disregard his testimony.
Yeah, that's
fine. Okay. All right. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, Toby accidentally, like, teaches his boss at whatever, like, multi shop sort of thing, Jeff Daniels, about art. And then
I like you added the E on the word that traditionally doesn't have an E, malty shop instead of malt shop.
Well, that's what I wrote. And,
this is all garbage time. I don't even know.
Jeff Daniels starts to change colors. Toby and Reese's mom starts to have an affair with Jeff Daniels.
Did I hear every time in a monochromatic
it doesn't
there
matter.
Is a transgression.
Yeah, I think what Seth was saying was that his characters start to become in color.
Yeah, basically people have transgressions and they start to change color. And like William H. Macy is all shitty and old dad style. And
like that book about abortions? And
well, I mean, half the town...
Oh, dear. Confused color?
Abortion
half
and
the giver.
What?
The giver.
The giver.
Mm. Oh! Yeah,
the giver. Which I conflated with the giving tree.
Sure.
When I was thinking William H. Macy earlier, I was thinking Dylan Baker. who is...
Oh, yeah. Has definitely played a rapist in something. Ooh. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Happiness is the movie I was thinking of.
Favorite of Dylan Baker, a favorite of Zach and I.
Yeah. Happiness especially is...
can I make my different messing joke about The Good Wife now?
Sure.
Well, yeah, it's too late. It's already
happened. Yeah.
The audience gets it. Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. So, Seth, just
you want
clarify,
me to finish my goddamn story that I had timed out to 90 seconds without you fucking interruptions?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wait. You guys are just going to fucking talk through my shit.
Isn't that the name of a Jonathan Franzen book, The Interruptions?
Girl Interrupted.
I had timed it out to 89 goddamn seconds, you motherfuckers.
Oh, you blew it. You blew it so bad.
Apparently not.
I think that was what the problem was. You got to shoot for like 60.
Yeah, I know.
Just to be clear, at the point where you were cut off because you hit 90 seconds, I heard Reese Witherspoon has sex with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate?
I can't. That's so unbelievable.
And that's where the movie ended.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Went from
Mr.
HBO
Limpet
to Cinemax real fast.
Cartoon
right
universe.
There.
Because Don Knotts is there.
I didn't actually... get to finish my plot, but it's cool.
What's the ultimate ending?
Morals at the end of each of my things. But...
Why would you have mushrooms in your movie?
All right.
But
what's the moral?
No, that's morels. Morels.
Oh, okay.
The moral of Pleasantville is that, you know, people need to be made uncomfortable in order to develop. So, like, the more you are uncomfortable, the more you change from monochromatic to polychromatic. That's my goddamn story.
That's wonderful. It's actually wonderful.
That's a great moral.
And
that's a fine moral.
I know this is an audio medium, and I can't do it, but I just want everyone to know that Seth's face is indescribably sad right now. So even if I had the skills to describe it, it wouldn't be possible.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
Yep.
So that really
crestfallen one
colors
might
your movie.
Oh shit! Oh hey. Shit!
Yeah, that's I guess.
All right,
Seth. It doesn't count, but I really liked your theme.
Okay.
I mean, you're the judge. You decide what.
Yeah, ultimately.
Oh no! I mean, the timer decided what counted, and that was Reese Witherspoon is a rapist. Somehow, I don't understand.
That's the story, apparently.
That's the story, America.
The story of Pleasantville is that Reese Witherspoon is a rapist.
Yep.
All right, so
I don't feel great about that.
Cut it, print it. Yeah.
Who's next?
I just hit the generator.
Actual victim.
I came up three, so I'm gonna do it.
What your? Wait, you came up three?
Then yeah, wouldn't I go next?
No. There's so Lee, you are one. As we do the countdown, you are one. Seth is two. I am three.
Uh-huh.
Alphabetically, two came up first, so Seth went first. Three just so now I'm.
Oh, I see.
What a horrible goddamn system. Anyway, Zach, what's your version of Pleasantville, starring Tobey Maguire, Reese Witherspoon, William H. Macy, Joan Allen, and Jeff Daniels?
Yeah,
got a lot of tree pieces in my hair right
I
now. I
feel like I know who Jeff Daniels is.
Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber.
No, the other one.
Newsroom.
Yeah, that's the one.
Sorkin.
Oh boy.
Make America great again, Sorkin.
Yep.
Zach, get yourself on that fucking clock.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right.
Someone else time him. I don't trust him.
Because I'm angry.
Seth will be strict and angry.
Are you ready?
Ready to ride that big
clock. No one should trust me.
I like that.
Big fat clock.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like that'll be one of those Travis background jokes that no one cares about.
I mean,
for sure. Yeah.
I'm the Travis of the show.
I pee.
I knew it going in.
I pee. Let's go.
Zach?
Yeah, we got to cut that out.
Here we go. There's a part of town that's overrun by homeless. Everyone refers to it as Peasantville. Reese and Toby are struggling addicts at that meanwhile, but they're always down their luck. An angelic Macy shows up and starts poking around, helping in Helping in small ways.
Don't fuck it up. Don't fuck it up.
How do I read?
Joan and Jeff, mayor and henchmen, aren't having this. And,
oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 seconds so in, motherfucker.
They're on the less crime, less drugs, but nobody like is really into it. So the cops go in and raid it, and it's not good. And William H. Macy dies in the raid, despite him helping all of the homeless people. So he dies. It's a very bad thing. And then the...
He killed an angel?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's and what then, I... No, Lee.
No, no, no. But then, they remake Peasantville and they paint an L on the sign of the graffiti that's going into Peasantville, Pleasantville, and then Pleasantville. They all are actually good. They're like they're doing well by themselves. And then William H. Macy is remembered as a saint because he did his best and he redeemed this whole thing. Done. That's it? Clear.
That's it.
What was the time? What was the time?
It was 1:24.
Okay, just to clarify some things. Lee, you're right. They killed an angel, and then the angel was a saint at the end. Okay. Let me clear.
I mean...
All right.
I panicked halfway through. I panicked halfway through and was like, I'm not going to be that you're fast reading enough. Things. And then just made it up.
okay.
I disagree. Okay.
Man, 90 seconds is tight.
Right. It's very tight. Right. Yeah.
Oh, it's yeah. We're shooting for tight 90s here. That would be another
tight
good name for this game.
Tight 90s.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
All right, Lee's up next. Lee, you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead. Do your stupid bullshit. Even though I couldn't talk to
him. All right. Clock.
No
clock
problem.
Starts when
I don't
you start.
Care.
Oh my god.
Right. Pleasantville. Toby and Reese are tweens that spend their summers with their Aunt Joan Allen. It's been a joke for years that when Toby was little, he would always say, "Please, Aunt," in a real whiny way every time he wanted something. Since he was a child, he would run the words together and say, "Pleasant."
Oh, it's a so pun for me!
Yeah, it's for this is Seth does this usually. So they refer to Joan Allen's house as Pleasantville. William H. Macy and Jeff Daniels are two local dudes who are both trying to woo Joan, but she's a widow and not sure if she can love again. The kids make it their goal this summer to help their aunt find love and make her home a Pleasantville forever. She's always said yes when they say please, so now it's their turn. And we'll learn at some point that Jeff Daniels is kind of shitty and doesn't really love her, and William H. Macy and Joan Allen eventually get together through some, like, parent trap style bullshit from the kids.
I do
and,
like that.
Yeah, the title is Pleasantville, and that's the whole movie.
Fuck,
wow.
Really?
30
that's
seconds
your
left.
Whole movie?
Uh-huh.
30
okay.
left.
Okay.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. So, it's Jerry. You don't usually listen to the show, but most of Seth's movies
I know,
involve
I listened
him.
To the previous one of these. With Scream.
Anyway. Ha!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is just what you did. You just did that. You
yeah,
took
yeah,
Seth's
yeah.
joke and made it your own. And by that I mean straight up stole it. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Do I rate now? How do we
yes.
do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for this
work?
First one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you the way that we did it the first time was just ranking them 1, 2, and 3. But if you want to do it differently,
yeah,
go
do a one to ten. Do a 1 to 10.
Now I think a reasonable thing to do would be to order them, like give them an ordering, and then first gets 3 points, second gets 2,
sure,
and
right,
last gets
right,
1 point,
right.
and then we total right. them at the end and see who
okay.
wins.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. So this is actually kind of tough for me.
I wish I got through my
block. Here's what I saw. Seth put a lot of thought into his.
Yeah.
However,
certainly.
So
yeah,
I'm
he actually
not,
had a really good movie.
I can't go by plot on any of them because they're all garbage.
Yeah.
well, they're all garbage and they're all also 90 seconds long.
Yeah.
So, well, they're not all 90 seconds long. Some of them are 5 minutes long and some of them are 60 seconds long.
I mean, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Seth and put a lot of thought into
some
his.
Some are clearly like 120 minutes.
Yeah.
Seconds uh-huh. long,
Seth, so. Seth put a lot of thought and a lot of time into his.
He
an
put a lot of thought
amount
into
of
his.
Time.
And he didn't literally read it off of a piece of paper. So I think that gets some bonus points from me.
Oh, hey.
Even though it ends on a huge downer.
Yeah. I didn't get to my goddamn ending.
It goes to black and white, and then a tragedy happens, and then the movie ends. Sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, sure.
It's an experimental film. Yeah.
When the time runs out, I think is a reasonable use of Kafka-esque.
Zach, you literally read off a piece of paper as quickly as you could, and
that's the whole game.
That's not great.
All right.
Lead through a trailer together, and that lasted 45 seconds. And then at the end, you tried to fill out the plot by coming up with just random ideas.
I feel like you're using the wrong metrics. The game is use 90
you're going
seconds.
To tell me judge. What metrics to use for this subjective game?
Historically, roulette is use 90 seconds and not a second more to describe your movie.
Listen,
just saying.
I'm going to look at pictures of Gene Kelly until we find out.
Okay.
All right. Ultimately, it is your choice. You can do whatever you want.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. This is a very tough one.
This is the first of three, by the way.
All 2 points.
I do have to rank one of three. That's true.
I do have to rank them. I will.
Oh, do we?
I will rank Seth's first for heart.
Ugh.
For the heart he put in.
All right.
Also, even when it cut off, had I not known the end of the plot, I would have been interested in seeing part two of the movie, which I've never seen this picture of
Gene Kelly.
Are you going to interrupt? Is this what we're going to do?
Always, yeah. Sorry. Historically.
I would watch, like, you know, Hunger Games Chasing Dawn or whatever, part two of Seth's movie.
Chasing Dawn! Oh my God.
I would pay for that. Hunger Games and the Deathly Hallows, part three.
Yeah, okay.
Dobby, no!
So Seth wins this round. Second place is much tougher. Lee's was... As much pandering as Lee did, his was very polished.
Sure.
Zach, though, it was a lot of fun to watch him terror 9-year-old read off a piece of paper as quickly as he could.
George
Washington was our first president.
Yes.
He was a very honest man.
If that's a metric that you're looking for, I guarantee you my next two will also include that.
Yeah.
Good. Great. All right. Facts. Knowing that, Lee, you are second, and Zach, you are
Bonners.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Must be the money.
Hey!
So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Fair.
That was one of three?
That was one of three. Unfortunately, we have to do this twice more.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. All right. We're doing movie number two, Faculty.
Okay.
Am I number one again? Seamless.
No, Lee is number one this time.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
Okay.
I don't like him.
Then I will deliver unto our judge Jeremy the cast of the Faculty.
Yes, Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure. Yeah. John Stewart, back when he used to
I'm familiar with John Stewart.
Yeah.
J-O-N.
Oh,
yeah. J-O-N. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Selma Hayek. Mm-hmm. Josh Hartnett. Jordana Brewster of Fast and Furious fame.
Hell yeah.
Huh? And Seth's former doppelganger, Elijah Wood.
I saw Wicker Park in theaters.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh, no.
Josh Hartnett.
Sure. Yeah.
Why would you see Wicker Park?
That's the movie you've seen in a movie theater? What the fuck?
Wait, let me double check and make sure that's an actual movie.
It is. It's a movie.
No, it is.
It sounds like
I
a
don't
real
think
movie.
He's
it
in it.
I've seen it.
Maybe.
What the hell, Jer?
No, I think Wicker Park is a. I thought that was like a Hugh Grant movie.
No.
Josh Hartnett, Diane Kruger.
No
September
info.
3rd,
I have no idea what this is. I can do this movie.
Okay. All right.
The movie is
Tilly.
The Faculty. 90s, you said?
Yeah. These are all mid to late 90s movies.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, this is when John Stewart was still trying to be an actor.
Adorable.
Hartnett, yep. too, apparently. Is he dead?
Yeah. Did he for sure. Die? Yeah. For sure, yeah.
No, he was on Penny Dreadful on Starz for a while.
Yeah, he was.
What the That's fuck are those sure. series of words that
he
you just
He played
said?
A werewolf. A spoiler alert.
Let's say doesn't okay. matter.
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Who's timing? All Seth, right. are you timing?
Oh, shit, I forgot. Okay, yeah, I'm good.
I did not.
I'm
yeah, let me know when you're ready.
No, I'm ready.
Well,
let's go.
Yeah, when you start.
All right.
Salma Hayek is a teacher who has recently graduated from college and is having trouble finding a job. She gets a position at an experimental boarding school where the kids teach the teachers and no one gets grades.
Gross.
Josh Hartnett runs the chemistry department, much to the chagrin of John Stewart, who is an actual trained chemistry teacher. Yeah. And in these sequences, we get a lot of like non-dangerous but messy chemical reactions happening. Think a lot of like baking soda volcanoes.
Sure.
Okay, so Jordana Brewster teaches driver's ed because, you know, she was in Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. But she teaches it on go-karts because she doesn't have a driver's license yet.
Awesome.
And then Elijah Wood looks like Seth, so I guess he teaches like about geology and Russian or something.
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah,
some
yeah.
bullshit uh-huh. like that. Maybe uh-huh. he plays the bassoon Plants. As well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All normal things for a human.
So Salma Hayek and John Stewart end up becoming really good friends, and the kids teach them how to be less by the book and be more natural and like freewheeling. And then at the end of the school year, they use their new adaptability to land the jobs of their dreams, and all the kids that we meet get into really great colleges, and no one will ever forget the best faculty that they've ever been a part of.
What was the time on that?
1:21.
All right, just to clarify.
Not according to Zach's double time clock, apparently.
Just to clarify, they get their...
I think Zach meant I had 58 seconds left.
They're currently teachers at a school trying to get new jobs because they fucking hate their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making
yeah.
sure.
All Jeremy, right. have you ever interacted with teachers that already work at a school? Because that's pretty much
All right.
the modus operandi.
Okay, yes. Also,
which is of course Latin for
two-seat go-karts to me
operations.
Is hilarious. Where are you gonna find a two-seat go-kart to teach drivers that in?
There's a auto shop as well, and someone runs
yeah.
that. I don't
yeah,
fucking know.
Normal.
There's other people in this.
Why
movie.
Would
we
you try to leave a job where the kids do your job and you just sit there and learn?
Oh, that's
yeah. Because
shit,
cause,
you're poking some holes in my movie that I actually can't answer.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
that's a really good question.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, who is second in the batting order?
Yeah.
This time?
What the fuck?
That's a baseball reference.
It is Seth. I hit the random again. It is Seth.
Oh.
Wait, you're hitting random every time?
Yeah.
So
okay.
what happens when you come up with the same thing like seven times in a row?
I hit it again.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
We
How do you figure out who the third person is? Do you keep hitting random until their
it's
number
a,
comes
it's
up?
It's a random between 1 and 3, and if
okay.
it comes up again, I just do it again. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
For figuring out this problem.
I hate you. I love you.
Point to the sky and I look up above. Baseball.
All right, Seth.
My glove.
Seth.
It's
go.
Seth, right?
I hate
no.
go.
Hang on.
I hate
right.
every single one of you.
Seth. And you don't have much work to do here. You just need to come up with something better than two-seat go-karts.
Just
okay.
a little bit. Just a little
okay.
bit.
Okay.
I believe
in you. I don't think mankind has ever come up with something better than two-seat go-karts.
You
so
might be right
go
about
for
that.
It. Oh, fucko.
Boy. Wait, are we talking about wrestling again? Because
no,
somehow
no.
Seth,
not.
You're not
yeah,
drunk enough
not.
To not be able to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I'm yeah. good. I have things written out.
Yeah, all right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Wait.
Oh, so
hang
now we
on.
Know which one was not. Yeah.
Hang
we know
on
which one
second.
Uh-huh.
We have to revisit something. You have stuff written out and it took you 5 fucking minutes to get through that first one?
Yeah.
I think my position on you has turned a little bit.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well,
let's see what you come up with.
Yeah, let's see what happens. Let's see.
Jeremy, in my defense, the last one, it didn't manage to get through the email that I sent to mine from my work computer, so
uh-huh.
I have
also,
nothing. I have nothing for that one.
You
yeah, yeah.
you write notes and then send them to yourself
yeah.
through email.
Yeah,
just yep. making note.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You're right, in the same ish.
Let's
field.
Do it. Let's do the thing.
Let me.
When it won't fit on my hand, I do that.
Yeah. Okay. True facts. Okay. Anyway, let me do my version of the faculty.
Yep.
The faculty.
I have 90 seconds on the clock. Let's do it.
Ready?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Proceed.
So Elijah Wood and Josh Hartnett and Jordana Brewster are all good friends in high school in the sort of like relationship that is pretty common in pop culture where they grew up together and have since grown apart and nobody gives a shit. Elijah is clearly a nerd and Josh Hartnett is a jock.
Such commentary.
You know, it's normal stuff. So, Jordana, like starts to see, Elijah hanging out more and more with Jon Stewart in some kind of weird shack in the woods. And we'll 60
seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, Jordana starts investigating this more and more, and she disappears. Josh Hartnett is trying to figure out what's up, but he's a dummy dumb 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 dumb, as I wrote in my notes. And it turns out that everyone has inside some sort of faculty, quote-unquote, that is some kind of hidden power. You just need to be trained to use it. And Elijah is using his faculty to control peeps and be shitty, telekinesis, and all sorts of stuff. And Jon Stewart is both evil and crazy. Josh spies through the windows, and he meets up with Selma Hayek, who's some kind of mystic of some kind of bullshit, and gets trained, and then there's some kind of Akira-style battle, and Josh eventually wins, even though I hate that. And the moral is that your weird, quiet friends are probably evil.
Okay, you had 4 seconds left. Well done. Well done.
Wow.
Not bad.
Drive through the misty nights.
That took a sharp 90-degree turn about halfway through.
No, yeah. No. It's because we hate our weird, quiet friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We sure do.
Mm. All right.
That's why I'm so loud and drunk all
certainly.
The time.
Uh-huh. Certainly. All right. I'm going to do mine.
So y'all love
me. Yeah.
Wait.
I really hate that Josh Hartnett won. In my story, but, you know, it's just the way the movies go.
Oh, my God. Take it easy on the guy. His career wasn't that long.
That's true.
I don't know. True. Maybe you haven't seen a movie called Hollywood Homicide.
Hey! Now that you say it, I have not seen that movie, no.
What was
not
the
even
sex
a little bit.
One? What was the sex one?
Oh, yeah. 40 Days and 40
Nights.
Yeah,
that 40 Nights, yeah. That was a real bullshit movie.
Abre los ojos. What was the remake of that called?
Of which one?
Was the remake of what called?
Abre los ojos. Vanilla Sky.
Oh, no. Don't mention that movie.
That is a cursed movie, Jer. That is a cursed movie.
All right, let's
anyway, Zach, what is your version of the faculty?
Yep. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, Seth, are you telling
me? Josh Hartnett, Jordana Brewster.
Whoa!
Back. No, I am. All right, now I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. Josh Hartnett, Jordana Brewster, and Elijah Wood are high school kids. Misfits.
Big surprise.
But likable. They all sort of dislike school in general, but they're content.
Oh, no, it's terrible to get interrupted.
A new girl shows up and throws the usual dynamic in disarray. Focus shifts. The kids notice all the teachers are being super weird. Some time passes, and they witness one Selma Hayek stab one of the students to death and walk away like nothing happened.
Okay.
They panic and realize they're in trouble. They see the same teacher sit down and a bug type thing crawls out of her ear. Now they know something's wrong.
45 seconds.
So they hatch a plan to get to safety and they tell the cops, but they end up fighting with the teachers. Killing some, and Elijah Wood gets infected, and he can't let him go, and Jordana Brewster's like the queen.
Bring it all back in.
Yeah. Sent here to colonize the planet. There's a big standoff, and they kill her, escaping to safety. The movie ends a month in the future where all things are back to normal, and everyone recounts the triumph that they had with their friends.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Fuck!
Oh! Okay.
Okay.
Can I start rating right now?
121.
Oh! Ooh,
fucking yeah, hell.
In true Zach... In true Zach hey, form,
hey,
you
Zach?
Made a horror movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Zach,
I always do. Yeah. Yeah.
It was one of them. So I hate horror movies. That was one of them good horror movies, though.
I mean,
I liked it a lot.
It wasn't.
I liked
it wasn't
I
good.
Liked
it was just. It was just like on point. You know, it's like
it
what
was
they do.
Good. Yeah. It was good.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay.
You know what was good about it? There weren't like twists. It was just a plot.
It's just
that
straight.
I like
up,
how you didn't rely up. On gore too. Like the visuals were very subdued.
I know, it sounds kind of like The Thing to me, but...
Right, yeah.
There's a little bit of The Thing in there.
There's a podcast, there are no visuals? You fucking... Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
God
all right.
God damn it, guys.
Now we got movie number three.
No.
Well,
wow, not
tell
even
us,
a little bit.
Yeah,
oh, sorry. Okay.
Have you guys... Did you guys write down the last thing?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, let's hear what everyone wrote down. Seth, what did you write down?
I
was in second.
Seth, number, heart. Lee, second place. Zach, number three.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It was Seth, Lee, me. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you guys weren't cheating each other.
No.
All right.
We're a group of Brutuses.
I think this one's pretty obvious. To me, at least.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
So, Mr. Sucks over here. Literal sucking on thing. Zach, yours was I think the best. Maybe
oh
the last,
shit!
The last movie I watched I think was Get Out. So maybe
it,
I'm in a
it is
like
very similar
clever,
to that,
yeah. not really horror, but actually horror movie
yeah.
thing
yeah, yeah.
kick
sure,
right
sure.
now. So yeah,
okay,
I liked
okay.
it. Awesome. Seth, yours was the second most interesting. So
oh, hey.
In second place.
Okay.
Lee?
Well, what about my fucking go-karts, man?
Yeah. Lee, yours was nonsensical and also boring. So you win last place.
What about my fucking go-karts?
Fine.
Lee's face is now exactly like Seth's face after his movie the first time.
Oh,
very
boy.
Good. Fine.
It's
fine.
Very good.
All right.
Seth, you have the honor of having the unit of sadness named after you for being the first one.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Just like all units.
Yeah.
They're just named after whatever rando decided they were the first.
Whatever white rando.
Well,
true fact.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more. We got one more.
One more round.
Oh, that comes up two on the random, so that's Seth.
Oh.
Leading off.
Okay.
Leading off.
Okay, fellas. So this is the one that
Fellas.
Hang on. I don't think anyone told me what the movie is.
I'm going to do that
I think
now.
Seth is going to do it. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
The movie is called Small Soldiers, starring Kirsten Dunst, Phil Hartman, David Cross, and Dennis Leary.
Hold on, we have to do a Dunst.
We have to drop in a
Dunst checks
in. Check
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm even more confused. I was starting to picture Kirsten. Kirsten.
Kirsten.
Yeah.
Kirsten.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Yep.
I was starting to picture her, and now it's just an ape. Is
well,
that right?
I mean, let's.
Because someone dropped a Dunstan checks in, and that's not an ape.
So we've done more Kirsten Dunst movies than any other actor.
That's actress,
oddly enough.
But
okay,
actor really?
With a Y.
How is that possible? Has she been in enough movies for that to be possible?
She's been in
quite a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah! Wow.
So we always rank them in order of which ones we liked the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and we call that segment the Dunst's In Check In.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Can we quickly go through the other people in this movie? Just real quick.
We have Phil Hartman.
Is dead?
Yeah.
He's a
rest
dead
in
person?
Peace. Rest in peace.
Yeah, actually, Jer, I'll give you a
he's a voice
spoiler.
Actor
this
too,
was his,
right?
Yeah,
this
he
was
did
his
do a
final,
bunch of voice acting, yeah.
This was his final role.
Glasses. Really? His final role? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Before his wife killed him.
His wife killed him on cocaine.
Was he
or something.
In Futurama, or was that voice a an homage.
Fry was intended to be voiced by Phil Hartman. Yeah. And then
that makes sense.
Things
and
got,
then, and that's why they named him Philip. Yeah.
I heard David Cross
post the murder suicide.
Woof. Yeah.
I heard David Cross and like one other comedian.
Yeah, David Cross was definitely involved. Yep. And then we had Dennis Leary.
Ugh. Also, I know who that is.
That is the correct response in my heart.
Cigarettes, so, cigarettes.
Was he in that PC
culture?
Rude to people.
Was he in that stupid
I hate
show?
People caring about show? Other people. My name is Dennis Leary. Yeah, no, he was in the show that was about firefighters.
Yeah. Chicago
and he
Fire.
Was, yeah, rescue.
He
me.
Also yep. ripped off Bill Hicks.
It's called
he
Chicago Hope,
a lot.
And a lot. It was an offshoot of ER.
Chicago Hope and ER were on different channels. They were competing with each other. Yeah. No, we talked about Jer. We did an episode about the movie PC, and we actually talked about already how Dennis Leary's version of being a liberal is just today's version of being a conservative.
Yeah,
hating everyone else for being sensitive. Yeah.
Today's liberals are very centrist, and we've just got
I mean,
literal Nazis.
Also,
there are no left wing politicians anymore.
Yeah,
it doesn't exist.
Also, Eric Saul was there, and
on that
about ER again?
Very, very
course,
hot take.
Of course, I'm talking about ER. What else would I talk about?
George
Noah
Clooney
Wiley
was in there.
George Clooney got his start.
Yep. In the end, it's a snow globe.
In later years,
or
Linda Cardinelli, and Goose, Shane West, and
Shane West. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wait, Shane
John
West.
Stamos.
John, oh fuck.
In the later seasons.
Was
yes,
Shane
John
West
Stamos.
Another Futurama person?
No,
Billy West.
Was
Billy
the
West.
Voice the actual of voice of
Fry.
Fry
yeah. Shane West is just kind of a shitty actor.
He played Tom Sawyer in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Sure.
Hang on,
sure.
What's this movie called again?
Wasn't he in Get Over It?
This is Small Soldiers.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Shane West.
I'm not
Shane
looking
West
it up.
A,
I just literally did not remember
Shane
the name
West
of the movie.
Does a shitty British accent and Get Over It, episode number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Small Soldiers. Our third movie is Small Soldiers, starring Kirsten Dunst, Phil Hartman, David Cross, and Dennis Leary. Okay, well, my version of the movie is, because this is, well, yeah, go ahead. Well, so this is the one that didn't manage to make it through me emailing from my work computer to myself. So what I have for Small Soldiers...
Like 10
that's 10
seconds, right
seconds you've wasted. Yeah, go.
I am aware of how much time I am wasting.
Uh-huh.
Still aware?
Because it's been 20
start,
seconds
we'll
now.
The start.
Yeah, this
start,
movie
we'll
starring
start.
Small Soldiers... starring... called Small
30,
Soldiers
30
involving
seconds.
Kirsten Dunst. Phil Hartman, David Cross,
Kirsten
and Dennis
even.
Leary. The
I'm leery of this premise.
Yeah, well, the totality
120. 120.
Yeah, well, the totality of my notes are ants.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Stop the clock. Stop the clock. Can you
No, we
can
can't. We can't
spell it for me.
Yeah. A-N-T-S.
Okay. All right.
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
It's wrong. That
right.
word ends with a Z.
Making
oh,
sure
yeah.
it's not aunts.
I meant clearly Seth... the weird version of ants, which was an animated feature in the late 90s.
Yep.
With Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Wait, was he?
Okay, Seth, you have 103 left.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Use it wisely. Use it wisely.
Zach is being very generous,
well,
too.
Well, I have to make this up on the fly. So, Small Soldiers, which is about ants. I don't know.
You've got this.
Dennis Leary.
I don't know.
David Cross are, like, entomologists, and then somebody is trying to use ants to take over the world?
Okay.
Wow.
Phil Hartman is a scientist, and Kirsten Dunst is his daughter, and they don't really...
Uh-huh.
adhere to this horrible world domination thing, and endgame is ants win.
Okay. Alright. Alright, that'll work.
Okay.
You had 32 seconds left. Well,
no,
done.
Sorry.
I want
to
make sure. Well,
I don't know how you're getting those timings, but I want to make sure that everyone gets the small soldiers ants joke. It's very good.
I got it. That was why I laughed real hard at first.
I didn't get it for about 20 seconds. And then I did. Mm-hmm. While he was...
It's the thinker.
So who's next in this bullshit brigade?
I hit the rando. I think Lee is next.
I cannot believe that you're a computer scientist. All right, let's go.
Yeah, you're telling me. You're telling me.
Yeah, it's true.
Some real doxing going on.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, wait.
Oh, my Christ.
Seth, I'm going to fucking drive to this un...
You cock, I'm gonna murder please you. Stop.
I'm going to murder you.
This stop cock.
Yeah, kind of.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me know when you're ready to talk.
I'm all down. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we could just mute Seth.
Uh-huh.
Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
anyway. Small soldiers. A defense company buys a toy company and starts to make sentient soldier toys.
This is a very good
Dennis
start.
Leary plays the somewhat shady owner, and David Cross is one of the main designers who wants to make, like, sentient toys that are good. The toys end up shipped to a small town toy store where different models start to wage war against each other, and, like, they end up escaping the store and going into, like, a small suburban setting. Kirsten Dunst is one of the neighborhood kids and gets involved and ends up helping one of the toy models because they aren't evil. Phil Hartman is her father, who doesn't believe her, but by the end of the movie, he's overwhelmed by the violent toy hijinks, and he's like, oh God, I'm Phil Hartman, I gotta help. The action comes to a head, and the toys are stopped. And then Dennis Leary shows up to do, like, corporate cleanup and end up paying off everyone. And then the good toys secretly survive, and all the bad toys get murdered. And the good toys go off to live their own lives, just make their way in the world. And for bonus points, the toys can be voiced by a bunch of famous actors, so you can, like, drop all their names in the market.
Okay, good.
Wow, you fucking clocked it at 28? Yeah. You had many seconds left.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I won't go too deep into commentary yet.
Do they make their way in the world today? Takes everything they've got?
Oh, my God.
Zach.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Get those stopcocks off your desk.
One
of these stopcocks shattered all over my desk, so I'm covered in broken.
I hope it got in your fucking drink.
We're very close. We're very close. Let's just do it.
Okay. Yeah. Zach.
Yep.
Do your thing.
Okay.
Oh, I'm covered in so much broken glass. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. Okay. The Vietnam War rages in the South
Why
Pacific
did you guys
in 1972.
Make me covered in broken glass?
Do I get points back for that?
No.
Oh, my God. Please just mumble into your microphone.
The U.S. is famously cocking the whole thing up. Phil Hartman plays Richard Nixon, desperate for a winning strategy to save his miserable public image. Kirsten Dunst, an unlikely scientist prodigy, is led...
unlikely because she's a woman? Is that what you're saying?
Is this just a
in the 70s,
sequel?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, to explain her insane plan. She explains that they've trained an elite squad of her unique plan, little people. Elite squad of little people, and fuck, I don't even know. I fucked up reading so bad. So
this movie's just gonna be bullet points. It's
so
Phil Hartman, Nixon, Kirsten Dunst, little people.
Yeah, uh-huh. They are uniquely allowed to. Hold on. Oh, trained as. I don't fucking know.
Zach has four phonemes, and they're all
trained as an elite squad of little people who are not native children. They can act as children. Nixon, almost in disbelief.
We're at 1:30. We're at 130.
As insane this is.
Okay. In all seriousness,
this one's very
Zach, you need to give up.
We need to start.
No, you need
Zach,
to stop.
Zach, we need to start your whole thing over again.
No. Kill him,
no,
please. He's already dead. Just kill him.
Let's euthanize
Zach. Zach, give it a shot again. It's a
no.
Fair.
What?
Right. No, I don't think that's gonna go better than second.
Listen. First of all, YOLO. Second of all,
oh my god.
Second of all, you got an extra 3.5 minutes for some reason. The jury did disregard your testimony. I do want to hear the end of Zach's thing, if he could figure out how to read two sentences.
I can't. I'm very drunk.
Hang on. You literally cannot read two sentences off a piece of paper.
Well, no, I'm saying it's more than
well,
two sentences.
Well, no is the answer. Okay.
Well, no. No.
All right.
Okay. No, I can do it in two sentences.
Let's move on to rankings.
Oh, I can do it in two sentences.
I'm just asking you to read the last two sentences.
No,
that
you've
are written
already
down
failed.
Off the
you've already failed.
Paper.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Let's move on to rankings then.
Wow.
Lee coordinated. Okay. Let's see. This one's not very tough at all, surprisingly, considering how incoherent many of them were. Lee, yours was like compelling and stuff, which was strange and unexpected.
That's fair.
I really
That's
enjoyed
fair.
It. So Lee's obvious
garbage.
First place.
Okay.
Obvious. Like not even close. Are you serious? You thought it was going to be close. Because you said the word ants. Mm-hmm. And Zach said, Zach
a
didn't
bunch
say
of bullshit.
Much. He made a lot of, he made
I,
a lot
I said
of noises.
No things. I said no things. Yeah.
Okay. Zach.
So who's in second?
Let's see. So Seth told me the word ants. And Zach told me not much, but he got
not
more
much.
Words than ants out. So I'm going to have to go with Zach in second place.
Holy shit. All right. Okay.
And
okay.
Seth in last place.
This is
because
very
Zach
good.
At least
okay.
stumbled his way
good.
Through a sentence and a half before
okay.
he finished.
Okay. Okay.
So I have no idea
our,
what the rankings
Do you want to hear the rankings
yeah, what's
right
our
now?
Rankings?
All right.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right now is the final ones, right? Or are there more rounds?
Well.
No.
This is it. This is the rankings.
So we now. Have first round, Seth, number heart. Lee, second uh-huh. place. Zach, number three. Second round, we have Zach, number one, Mr. Sucks. Last movie was Get Out. Seth, second most interesting. Lee, what about my fucking go-karts?
Yep. These are accurate so far.
Yeah. Round three. Lee first place.
Did we
Seth
wait,
ants?
Did we all tie?
Zach got
I
more than
kinda,
ants
yeah.
out.
Yeah. All right.
Why
so,
did you read those two last two in reverse order?
Well, I mean,
well,
cause
no.
Okay.
I assigned numerical
wait.
Values
all,
to those two things, and
yeah,
you read
here's,
them in
did
reverse
we all
order.
Get 6 points?
I think we're almost like even on this. So.
We all got 6 points.
Yeah.
This is a flat
this is
out
a
tie.
Dead heat. Yeah.
This is why you don't have the number of rounds as the people participating.
No, Jared,
in
this
thing
is
that has
yeah,
Jared.
All
Jared,
kinds
this is
of
why we
that are a problem.
We
this is why
we brought
you had planned a lightning round.
Yeah, we brought you into this
well,
for this exact
have,
reason.
We do have a lightning
yeah.
round, so to speak.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, so Jer, I know you haven't been following the show all that much, but one of the things that we thrive on here at Faking Movies is cinematic blind
uh-huh.
spots.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something, bro. You have the most absurdly wide cinematic blind. Like you can't see in front of you.
Yeah, it's
come
true.
On.
Because
I've seen Wicker Park, and I knew that Josh Hartnett was in it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Unlike
all.
Most of the people here. Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Jeremy, yeah. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Each of the movies we did, one of us told you the actual plot of the movie. Would you Would you like to guess which ones were the actual plots?
Okay, so the third one is pretty easy. Considering that
you want to start at the third one? You want to start at the third one?
Yeah, yeah.
I only got one actual plot, and that was Lee's.
Okay.
Zach's was mumble disaster.
Yep, true.
That is one word. Mumble disaster.
Regular Duplass movie.
Yeah. I mean, mine was about ants.
So you who do you think is the real one on the third one?
I'm confident that it's Lee's because no one else said a sequence of words that meant things to me.
Yeah. Okay. You are right on that one.
One's true. Yeah. Yep.
Second one. You're gonna have to remind me of title.
Second one is the faculty.
The faculty. Let's see. Yeah. It's not Zach's horror movie, is it? That's too good. Was that a clue that you just did there?
No, it's. I mean, it was the one with. Well, up to you.
We can just assume that anything Zach does is bullshit.
Seth, can you read my rankings back to me?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Seth, number heart. Lee, second place. Zach?
No, for the second movie. We're going in reverse order.
We're just going for the
second
movie.
Round two. The faculty.
Zach, number one. Mr. Sucks. Last movie was Get Out. Seth, second most interesting. Lee, what about my fucking go-karts?
Okay, yeah. I feel like this one was Seth's. I feel like Seth did the real one here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just based on my heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On my heart.
Then first one, Pleasantville.
Pleasantville.
How do you feel about that one?
I'm going to. This is like a spelling bee. Can you read my rankings back to me?
Rankings for Seth the number first heart. One was Seth number heart. Lee second place. Zach number three.
I feel like this one was Zach because. It was a real plot written down, and he panicked and couldn't read words.
Well, guess what, fucko? For each one of these movies, you ranked the actual movie the highest.
Yeah, you did. You did.
For each one. So Seth's Pleasantville was the real Pleasantville, and Zach's The Faculty was the real Faculty. Yeah.
Okay. Sure enough. Well, I don't feel terrible about, you know... the world.
Guess what?
Also, the last one was obvious.
I
guess what, fucko? You love Hollywood.
I feel compelled to say.
I don't know what you're saying to me because the last one was just one person says a coherent series of words and the other people cry drunk into a microphone.
Yeah. I feel compelled to say Lee and I came up with this. Yeah. Lee and I came up with this idea. 18 months ago,
holy shit! Before the show started,
not that much, but close.
Oh, all right. Well,
I remember specifically we were super hammered drunk.
Yeah.
And we went to go get pizza so we could continue getting drunk.
Yeah. When I did a B&E, it was that. And we were like, Jeremy doesn't know things, and we could make a goof on this. This would be very good. Yeah.
All right, I feel like this would have worked better if the people that weren't reading the movie thing back had tried to come up with a plot for a movie, and then had described it to me. That would have been nice.
I definitely and then did my
the word ants.
Of
the word ants
was
and
like,
nothing else.
It took me some time to think about it.
Yeah.
To be fair,
you wrote the word ants down in all capital letters. On an 8.5 by 11 size sheet of paper.
I mean,
and then you said
in,
and then you
in landscape mode.
Sure.
Literally said to me, "I wrote down the word ants."
Well, that was number three for me. Yeah, but I did write down a coherent plot, but it didn't send to myself via email.
Well, as always. I want to congratulate you guys on making low effort noise.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh boy. We're real garbage people.
I think the true winner of roulette
are the non-listeners.
The roulette-ning, the potential final roulette ever.
I feel sad about that, by the way. I would like to participate in this once every 50 weeks.
Okay.
All right, we'll bring you back for 100.
Obviously,
Ooh, that feels like a waste. I feel like you can get a better guest for that. Maybe,
by then we'll be fucking famous.
Maybe you should only do
like
prime
that.
Numbers with me. That way no one can predict when it's going to happen.
Well, we've already fucked up. You're number 8 and number 50.
Yeah, I was going to say, absolutely.
We were number 7 and number 19.
Prime from now on. What's the next prime number? He joked.
After
23.
Knowing the next 51? Prime number. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey, I'm the only one without a science degree, and I know that. Yay. All right. But for real, though.
For real, though, Zach, I have to go eat some food.
What happens next time?
Fuck. I don't even know. I guess it's.
Is it me? Is it Citizen Ruth?
I think it is you with Citizen Ruth. Yeah. Oh. Oof. That's going to be. Oh boy, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
Me and Seth talked about this one. It's
I really don't want to watch this again.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
It'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be very good.
Should I ever watch movies?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, go see Avengers.
Yeah, watch Infinity War. Yeah. It's worth the while.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, Jeremy, let me tell you.
I don't like get it.
Sometimes
get it,
after biting a dinosaur, a mosquito will land on a branch of a tree.
No. Stop. Yeah. All I'll say about Infinity War is it's just a... to get through.
Yeah, snap!
So you should really go see it. Yeah.
Ha-ha, the snapshire. Oh, boy. Thanks.
Stupidly
there it is. Times.
There it is.